producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I'm here Monday through Friday from noon to 3, taking your calls about whatever it is that's on your mind. And I'm not going to talk very long because my beloved Susan has been on apparently hold for quite some time. So, Susan, I want to get right to you and welcome you to the program and see what I can do to help you.
Hi. I was calling as you were talking earlier about dinner parties and going out and mingling with society. It reminded me of something that happened years ago. It's just a cute story. So,
okay.
If you don't mind.
Not only do I not mind, I am sitting here with bated breath.
Okay. Well, I took like 3 years of psych, so I stopped doing that, and so you don't have to ask me why. I realized that I could not do what you do because I'd be the type of person that would just stand up and tell them, "Oh, shut up." But so that's why I realized that.
No, you can't. You can't really do that.
No, I know, and I realized that would not be my profession. I did go to the medical field, and I did do that. But anyways, years ago we were invited to a dinner party. I can't even remember why, but, you know, my data history doesn't give me that. But we were there, and the upper echelon was there and whatnot. And so I was not working at the time and raising children. And so we're in this dinner, and we're talking. And you know how all of a sudden, like, the conversation starts dying? And I'm picking up, like, I'm talking, and I'm trying to figure out what. So I suddenly dawned on me, oh, it's about me. So I stopped and I looked, and I was cutting a man's dinner up beside me. And he happened to be a psychiatrist.
Oh, no.
So he asked me, do you know why you're doing that? And he was giving me some Freudian fact about why I was doing that. And actually, I looked at him when he was done. I waited till he was done, and I said, no, the reason I'm doing that is because at dinner time, that's my talk time. It's the only time I get to talk, and I have children, and I end up cutting their food out for them.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that was that.
Well, you know, I would have, it's really funny, because when you were telling me that, I thought, she's got small kids. One of the things... I'll tell you something that popped into my head when you were talking about it. When you're driving in a car and you have to come to a sudden stop, and for the rest of my life, I'm sure that my right arm will go out to try and save whoever is in the passenger seat from going through the windshield, because
it's
as
true.
Moms, we've all done that.
But I thought I'd share that with you just to give you a wee bit of lightheartedness today.
Well, I appreciate it, and I now know where to come when I need my food cut up.
All right,
thank you
very much.
Did you go see the guy in therapy or not?
No. Okay. And actually, you know, I did. I think I'm pretty well balanced because I'm the only one voting, so my vote wins.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's like I've had a... 8 miscarriages in my life, and I remember I had a social worker come and see me, you know, so I could deal with it, which I had no issue dealing with it. I mean, who knows why they happened, but anyways, she kept going on and on, and I remember looking at her. I was in the hospital. I remember looking at her and saying, you know, my father always said I never finished anything I started. Wow, now she really felt I needed. She really felt I needed therapy.
Well,
but, you know, I mean, it's all on your perspective.
That's what Freud says. He says you either laugh or cry.
Yep.
You know, you can't, that's what humor is always about, is things that we don't want to cry about, we want to laugh about, and that's how we do it.
Yep.
So. Well, it sounds like you were successful in having at least, it sounds like you've got more than one kid. You said kids.
Yes. I have two children.
Okay.
Actually, I had one after 8 miscarriages, and we adopted one. So we had the best of both worlds.
I should say, good for you. All righty, kiddo. Well, thanks for calling, and thanks for being so patient with me.
All right. right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I swear to you, you know, that this is one of those days that that makes you think that, you know, that Mercury has gone retrograde. That, have you had days where nothing works and then all of a sudden everything's fine?
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those yesterday. Although, you know, I must say this, and I sort of, I suppose, take a point of personal privilege. I guess it is my program. But yesterday was actually the third anniversary of my father's death. And he, I mean, as I said, it was kind of one of those remarkable times, just because the oldest man in his lineage lived to 63, and he died 3 weeks short of his 91st birthday. So it was also the day before I started a new job. I started at that time with Radio America. So it's, but you know, I think your body remembers. I've told this story before of being in Bermuda and wandering through a gift store because it wasn't very nice out. And that's what everybody does when they're in beach places and it's not very nice. Everybody goes shops. Have you ever been to Hawaii when it's overcast? Everybody's at Costco. That was my first experience with a Costco in Oahu, and it was stormy out, so everybody was at Costco. As far as the eye could see, there were storm clouds and people in the parking lot. It was an amazing thing. But anyway, so I'm wandering through a gift store, and this woman, very attractive, kind of, I don't know, maybe, I felt like she was, I think I was like, at the time, probably 20, so she was probably like 40 or something. And she was an attractive woman, and she's just standing there with tears rolling down her cheeks. And Goody Two Shoes here goes up and says, "Are you okay?" And it turned out, I actually spent some time talking with her. She said, "Yeah, I don't know what's going on." It turned out she'd had a husband and a child who had been killed in a freak car accident with a streetcar or something in London, like, I don't know, 15 years before or something like that. And she was not aware consciously of the date. But her body remembered. And, you know, it's one of those interesting kinds of things. Because I, you know, wasn't terribly aware. Sometimes I know the day. I mean, I usually know the day of the week. I don't necessarily know the date, especially when I'm still sort of wrestling 2016 to the curb. But, you know, that yesterday just didn't quite work. You know, everything I tried just didn't, like, if I had to make a phone call, it didn't connect the first four times or something. Or I got put on hold for customer service, which I know everybody does. But it was just an amazing kind of thing. And then realizing all of a sudden, that's what it was. Didn't take me very long to figure it out. But that's my job, right? I'm a psychologist. I'm supposed to figure this stuff out. And today is National Hug Day, which I don't think is nearly as cool as the Joy Bug Day. Were you here when we did that, Jacob? I don't think you were. I think that was a Manning Day.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
There's actually something, it was I think about a week ago, that's called a Joy Bug Day. And it's an actual day in history. The idea is that you make joy contagious. It started in Germany or something. And so I thought, well, that's good. I get to go viral.
Yeah.
So it seemed like kind of an interesting day.
Yeah.
All right. So it's also Squirrel Appreciation Day. I don't know that I'm very appreciative of squirrels, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Get to know your customers' day, National Granola Day. I don't know. This one sounds like a day that everybody made up everything. but in 1908, it was illegal for women to smoke in public. It was called the Sullivan Ordinance, but it got vetoed by the mayor, and probably the mayor's wife. Do you know that's why? Do you know why you're not allowed to spit on the sidewalk? Other than it's disgusting.
No.
Tuberculosis is contagious, and so the idea was that people spat on the sidewalk that they could transmit TB that way. That's why it's also, that's my other favorite story, that if you have TB, your nail beds are not oxygen, you don't oxygenate correctly, and so your nail beds are blue because your lips and things of that sort, toenails. But specifically your fingernails. And so Charles Revson's wife apparently had TB, and so she used to put lipstick on her fingernails so people wouldn't ostracize her, and so he invented nail polish because of that. Now we have blue nail polish. Dun, dun, dun. 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so we had talked about the story last week that some states are lowering the drinking age. And it's been a hugely controversial issue for a long time because we lowered the voting age, so and you can be You can go to war. You can be drafted if there was a draft, but you can certainly enlist at 18. So you can serve your country, you can vote, but you can't drink. And so the question is that a problem? Especially, it would seem to me, it's a question in a country that has a very high rate of alcoholism. So we sort of asked you guys what you thought about the drinking age. So so Jacob, do you have any strong feelings about drinking age, one way or the other?
I mean, not specifically about the age. I just think I guess it relates to the age, how it's handled in our country.
Sure. Well,
that's
the question.
Yeah.
I think that is one of the questions of does prohibiting it add to responsible behavior or detract from it?
I think it detracts, personally.
In what way? Why?
I just think it seems like it's a build up for this. You turn 21 and you're supposed to, you know, get really hammered or whatever. Where I know I took German in school and they would talk a lot about how, you know, the children would kind of grow up knowing what it's like to drink responsibly and just, you know, have a beer with your dinner or something, and it wasn't like this kind of big
thing. Yeah, Europeans
thing that
seem to have a much saner view of alcohol.
Yeah.
Than Americans. I tend to agree with you. I think basically prohibiting something just makes it attractive. And by making it illegal, you're really encouraging all sorts of illegal behavior. So even though there's some indication, unfortunately, here's one of my favorite cases where I must admit, I don't own a car. And one of the reasons I don't own a car is I don't actually need one. But one of the reasons I don't own a car is I might be able to afford the car. I probably can't afford the speeding tickets. I tend to be a bit lead-footed when it comes to driving. I like speed. So I've learned that it's probably much safer and much more economically viable to not own a car. But so when they lowered the speed limit, they didn't lower it for safety reasons. They lowered it because you use less gas. So when they were worrying about gas shortages, apparently in Minneapolis there's a place you can buy gas for under $1 a gallon. I digress. So the idea being that they lowered the speed limit from, I think it was 65 to 55. And it turns out the number of fatalities went down by like 18% or something, which on part of me sort of objects to, just on an emotional basis of, well, you know, if you know what you're doing, that speed doesn't really make any difference. But it turns out it does. So then when we look at the issue of drinking, now we are not talking about drinking and driving because that's just stupid. But the idea of lowering the drinking age, is there a significant difference between the maturity and the responsibility and the reflexes of an 18-year-old or a 21-year-old? I suspect what we're going to find, unfortunately, is as they lower the drinking age, that you're going to find a higher incidence of car accidents and drunken behavior and arrests for DUI. But I still think it probably makes more sense to lower it and teach responsible driving. They've been talking for a long time about putting a device on cars that you'd have to breathe into, everybody would have to breathe into before the ignition will work. And if it registers a blood alcohol level of above a certain level, then essentially, it's not essentially, it is a breathalyzer, that the ignition wouldn't start. So the question is, does lowering the drinking age increase responsibility or decrease responsibility? Is the difference in maturity offset by the fact that you're taking something out of the forbidden fruit category and putting it into this is responsible behavior so you don't have to binge drink? I think it's still to be determined. Let's see what other folks say.
Alrighty. Chris thinks 19. He says it worked for years here.
Where's here?
I'm not sure.
Folks, when you say here, tell us where.
Yeah.
Too much information is much better than not enough. We can always edit out stuff we can't use.
Yeah.
But it's hard to create the information that you're withholding from us.
Right. Kathy says 18. You can
but
vote.
No explanation?
No, she's got a good explanation here. You can vote. You can or have to join the military and possibly kill other humans. But, and a big but, they have to watch videos of what drinking and driving can do, or change the age when you can vote and join the military to 21.
All right. Well, she's making the argument that we were talking about before is if you're viewed as an adult and responsible enough to vote, to elect leadership, if you're old enough to carry a gun, then does that mean that you should be able to drink? You hear. I mean, so the real question is not are you old enough. The question is are you doing it anyway, but doing it in an illegal way, which means that you're already breaking a set of rules, so being responsible. If you're breaking a rule, then being responsible doesn't really fit in, right? You're already doing something irresponsible mm-hmm. by breaking a rule. So the question is, really, when you boil it all down, if lowering the drinking age makes people more responsible because it's no longer illegal, is that an advantage? I would argue it is. The question is that what's going to happen?
Right.
And I think she makes a good point that we need to educate people more.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Rebecca says 18, so that the kid won't blame any of his or her parents for being influenced to drink. 18 is already an adult to make the decision to drink or not.
I would argue that 18 isn't an adult, but there are so many other things that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to drive a car in most states at 16 and sometimes earlier than that. Okay, keep going.
Amber says 18, since you can vote and all.
Yeah.
Marika?
So it's interesting that the consistent response is, it's not that it's such a great idea to be able to drink at 18, but you can do all these other things. And
right.
So if you can do all these other things, that it's consistent with allowing you to drink.
Yeah. Marika says 85. I guess at that age you can handle the embarrassment of not being able to handle your liquor.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing. See, for me, it probably boils down to that issue. If you make something that people are going to do anyway illegal, then the level of responsibility just plummets. So the idea is it's viewed as cute because you're doing something very cool because you're breaking the law. So throwing up, binge drinking, overt sexual behavior, violence, just plain stupid becomes part of the coolness factor. Not a very good idea. 855-993-7569. You got something on your mind and you're sober? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a problem I wanted to discuss with you. I've got a 19-year-old daughter who graduated from high school last spring and went to her first semester of community college, and she didn't do well, which she didn't really apply herself.
How did she do in high school?
Not very well. She's got ADD. She's always struggled.
Okay, so that her not doing well in college should not come as a huge shock to either of you. I mean, it's good that she tried. Did she pass or not pass?
She passed one course, didn't dropped out of another, and didn't pass the other one. So,
right. So she passed one, dropped one, and failed one.
Right, and now she's saying, I don't know if I want to go back because I don't know if that's what I want to do, which I'm okay with that, but
okay.
I'm not sure. Now she wants to move out. She's on this kick, now I got to move out.
And move where?
Into her own apartment.
And who pays for it?
Well, her father passed away about 5 years ago, and she's got a bundle of money from him.
Okay, does she have a job?
Yes, she's got a job, low paying, no insurance, and she's got some health problems that, you know, if she's not going to school full time, she can't.
This is
going to
be the insurance hour. I can see it all coming up today.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
But listen. So, all right. So she wants to drop out of school. She didn't do very. She didn't do well in high school. She didn't do well in college. She wants to move out. She's got how much money does she have?
She's got about $35,000 to $40,000.
Okay, which will last her maybe a year and a half if she's really frugal.
Right.
And you need to sit down. But look, all right, so, and she's got, she needs some health insurance. She's under your, she could probably still be under your health insurance until she's 21. If I were you, I'd check it out.
I already did, and no. But I just don't know, like, should I don't want to just give her this bundle of money to manage.
What's the deal? How was it left to her? What's the legal? The legal definition.
Totally hers.
Then it doesn't make any difference what you want. Does she get it at 21 or does she get it immediately?
No. She gets it now, but right. She doesn't necessarily know that.
Well, but Joan, I think lying to our kids about money is, I mean, you know, there's just so many options for them to do it, you know, to turnabout.
I didn't lie to her. She just never asked the question.
I hear, but she's going to at some point. She's going to say, right. That's my money, and neither of you need to have a lawyer involved in this.
Right.
All right. So tell me what your question is, and then, we'll walk you through.
My question is just, like, how do I, you know, I feel I have a parental responsibility to encourage college, or at least to encourage
Why?
Her to look at her goals going forward.
I agree with the latter, not the former.
Okay. And then, you know, I'm looking for the best way to help her through this. I'm not necessarily opposed to her moving out.
Okay. All right. Let me take a deep breath for a minute, because I think what we need to do is make you not give her a mixed message, because I think you're feeling ambivalent, and so you're transmitting that ambivalence, which is, on the one hand, you know, I support your autonomy and your independence. On the other hand, you're clearly going to mess it up, so I don't want you to do that. And that's not the message. That's not helpful. It's not helpful to you. It's not helpful to the relationship, and it's certainly not helpful to her. So what are we looking at here? Okay, we're looking at a kid that we know is not very good at school. What is she good at?
She has great people skills.
Okay.
She does well in her jobs.
What
you
kind
know,
of? Okay.
She works at a drugstore, and she handles the customers very well.
Great. Okay. So this kid at this moment sounds to me that, first of all, she may not need a college degree, but more importantly, she's not motivated for a college degree at this moment.
Right.
My guess is what's going to happen is that she's going to get a job someplace. Somebody's going to see her as having management potential, and they will pay for her to go to school part-time. And my guess is that she will be magnificent at that, because she'll start taking business courses, which she probably cares more about. She'll mm-hmm. take maybe an accounting course, because maybe she's good at money. But at this moment, she's 19, that she wants to have some jingle in her jeans. She's not good at school. And, I mean, I think you have to give her huge credit for the fact that she's really hung in there in an area. It's kind of like if I'm allergic to cinnamon smells and I've been working in a Cinnabon factory for the last 10 years. I mean, and that's essentially, if she's, you know, she has trouble at school and she's been in school essentially for the last 10, 12 years, she's a hero, because every day she goes and does something that she knows she's lousy at. And so at this moment, if I were her mom, what I would say is, here, let's sit down and figure out what your expenses are going to be. Go look for an apartment, figure out what your job is, figure out what your food is, and then figure out that you've got some money here, but not going to go very far. So let's figure out either way for you to get a better paying job or for you to get a roommate, because I think you're right. I think it's time for you. College sounds like it's not your deal right now. I think you'll be able to get a better job if you have more college, but clearly that's not where you are right now. So let's figure out what makes sense to you, because otherwise, I mean, even if she were living at home, when she's working, it's really relevant for you to charge her room and board.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you don't want her to be living on your couch till she's 45, because it's cheap. Is she an only child?
No. She's a middle child.
Okay.
I've got one that's 22 and out on his own, and one that's 16.
Okay. So, at this moment, honey, I think what I would view is yourself as kind of being an unpaid, overworked, underappreciated consultant. All right, because what you're going to do is not tell her what to do, because you cannot and should not, but sort of ask questions that make her go and get the data, which is, how much is the rent? How much does it cost to have your cell phone? What are your what's your income? What are your food expenses? How, you know, this money is yours, but it's not, you know, it's not a huge amount of money, and it's not going to last forever. And that might be really good to put, for example, in a long-term CD or something, so you at least get some interest from it. Instead of telling her what to do, help her understand what her options are, and then let her do what she wants to do, because anything that you come up with, even if it's right, is not nearly as important as what she comes up with, even if it's wrong. She ain't going to learn anything from doing it your way.
Okay, I think I'll write that down. So the things that she figures out and does wrong is even more valuable.
Yeah, because she'll learn from that. And especially if it doesn't feel adversarial, if it doesn't feel like you're the enemy or you're telling her what to do or she has to rebel against you, because you may be right, but let her get to that point.
So not worry about if she loses this money, just consider it more, she'll learn a lesson through it.
Well, but I think if you help her, it's not a matter of saying, here, take the damn money and go ruin your life. It's about saying, okay, here's the money. Here, it seems like a lot of money to you right now, but sit down and figure out what your expense is going to be and figure out exactly how long that's going to go, and you may want to keep this as a pad. Now, she may not. She may say, Mom, look, you know, I'll never earn less now. I will never earn in my life less than I earn now, so this money is more valuable to me now than it will ever be again, which is not an inaccurate statement.
True.
Let her begin to figure it out, but ask her questions.
Should I transfer all of the bills that I pay her insurance now?
Well, but again, Joan, this is part of an ongoing discussion.
Okay.
Sit down with her tonight. This isn't punishing her, and this isn't throwing her into the deep end of the pool. This is teaching her how to swim.
All right.
But she still has to do the strokes. She's never going to learn how to swim by you sort of keeping her afloat. She's got to learn on her own. But you can help her. It's okay. And you don't have to throw her in the deep end. You can just help her understand the strokes. Now, what she decides, she may jump in the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Call me if you need me. I'm here.
I will. Thank you.
All right? You're welcome. You can hear between Joan's call and Tracy, who was, I guess, earlier this week, and then Raj yesterday, about that whole issue of a financial responsibility for kids. And it really is part of parenting an older adolescent. Whether we're talking about, they're talking about their booze budget or their books budget or their boys budget. I suppose I could add, how many more B's come? Their bra budget. All right, so their bro budget. So here's the deal, folks. As far as I'm concerned, you start giving kids an allowance relatively early on so they can learn about savings, they can learn about expenditures, they can learn about value, and they have the sense that, okay, I've got Christmas coming up, I want to buy everybody gifts, and therefore I need to earn more money to be able to do that. Or Mom wants me to buy Levi's, I want to buy Calvin's, the difference in the price is $20. That Mom won't buy me the Calvins, but if I can earn $20, I can buy the kind of jeans I want. Or it may not be worth it to me to spend an extra $20 buying Calvins, so I'll let Mom buy me Levi's, and I'll take that $20 and buy Air Jordans. I mean, you hear. I mean, it doesn't make any difference what the decisions are, but that money is tied to decisions. And if the first time kids have to deal with money is at the time they flunk out of school or something happens, one of their parents loses their job or sort of, I suppose not necessarily catastrophic, but what's the word I want, an acute situation that they're completely ill-prepared for, that's not great parenting. So saying to a kid in this particular case, all right, look, you've got $35,000. That seems like a lot of money. I can either give it to you or we can sit down and figure out how to make that money work for you. You tell me what you want to do. And again, any decision they make is better than your decision, even if it's wrong, especially theirs. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-7569. We're taking on the, if not earth-shaking, at least relevant discussion about what the drinking age should be. In most states, it's still 21. A number of states are thinking about changing it to 18. And so we're asking you what your opinion is. So what you got?
All right. So Nancy says, it's 21 here in Washington State. I think it's a good age. I think drinking takes a mature person to make important decisions, such as are they still sober enough to get behind the wheel? My brother hit a telephone pole while he was drunk at 19. He just didn't have the maturity.
Okay. So, and that issue of maturity is one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going.
All right, Richard. It wasn't uncommon during the holidays. My grandparents and aunts and uncles wouldn't mind if both young kids, I was 10 years old, to have a sip or two of wine. I had my first beer at age 12. I don't think there's anything wrong with kids drinking at a young age as long as it's done responsibly.
Well, let's look at that for just a minute. In France, for example, kids drink table wine, vin ordinaire, from the time they're about six on. It's usually diluted with water, but kids start drinking fairly early. But it's not considered particularly extraordinary. It's just what happens. And France has a relatively low rate of alcoholism. Sweden has one of the higher rates of alcoholism in the world, but people assume that that's for other reasons. They also have a very high suicide rate. They're assuming because for 6 months a year there's no sunshine.
Yeah.
But the United States does have sort of an ambivalence toward alcohol. It has an ambivalence toward all sorts of things that I'm just trying to categorize them. For example, we're the country that probably is least in favor of massage, which is actually very good for you. But the fact that it feels good and it can have a sexual component to it makes it – we're a bunch of Victorians. You know, we really are very straight-laced and ambivalent about a lot of things. It's, I guess, our Puritan background or something. So, and we're the country that had prohibition, which, of course, gave the mafia a huge foothold in America, banning something that people wanted. Moonshine, drug runners. As I said, we worry about alcohol, which is the major drug of abuse in this country. We've talked about the fact that we are 5% of the world's population, and we use 75% of the world's drugs. So, I think our rate of alcohol consumption is not the highest in the world, but it's right up there. So, part of it is not so much the drinking age per se, but the attitude toward drinking. And perhaps that's where we need to start, of not only showing films to 18-year-olds about drinking and driving and responsible drinking behavior. On a lot of college campuses now, they have seminars about drinking for the fraternities and the sororities, and the idea that we know that alcohol is the solvent of the superego, and when somebody's been drinking too much, the likelihood of sexual behavior that they would probably not indulge in if they were sober happens. So bad sentence, but you get the idea. But maybe we need to start really earlier than that, of what do you tell your kids about drinking? What is the household issue? And it's part of the American kind of ethos that kids hit their parents' alcohol bottles and then, you know, make a bark on it, the parents do, and the kids add water, whatever. But part of it, if we make something taboo, I think we make it unnecessarily sexy and cool. And that's not a very good idea, especially when it comes to something as really potentially damaging as alcohol. And then the old argument of kids making, I can remember trying to make the argument to my parents with absolutely no ability to convince them that, well, they would drink. I didn't actually do either. I didn't actually drink alcohol or smoke pot. But I was part of the generation that made the argument to parents of, well, marijuana is much less incapacitating than alcohol. So, and we now have got pot legal. And I personally think that legalizing marijuana is a very good idea because it takes the illegal component out of it. And once you're breaking a law, other laws become easier to break. And I guess that's my primary reason for lowering the drinking age, just to take the illegality out of it. Now, you can say, well, even if you make it at 18, kids are still going to be drinking at 16. But a 16-year-old presumably has a lot more parental supervision than an 18-year-old does. All right, let's see what else we got here.
All righty. Francis doesn't give an explanation, but he says 35.
35?
Yeah.
Sounds like there may be some serious drinking going on in that family.
All right. Amy, I think the age of being considered an adult and having to register for military service and buying cigarettes should be all the same. In Minnesota, it's 18, and that is too much young. in my opinion.
Too much young?
Interesting way to
That's
put
an
it.
English a sentence only an English teacher could love.
Nothing less young. Than 21, I'd say. However, since the new health care program allows dependents to be covered under the parents' insurance until the age of, I think, 26, maybe 26 should be the magical age. By the way, I guess. By the way, I think it's preposterous that a 26-year-old should be under the parents' health insurance. I think it's detrimental to young people to allow them to be dependent for such a long time. It certainly defeats the goal of teaching them responsibility for themselves.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think the issue of health care, though, probably needs to be considered in a different category than everything else. Just if you look at the economy, that kids are having a harder time finding jobs, they're graduating with more school debt, they're not being able to leave the home, and health insurance, as far as I'm concerned, is a crucial issue. When I had a TV show, I paid a doctor to come in every week and look at the kids because, by and large, they didn't have health insurance. Very few TV shows give the staff health insurance the first year because it's just so expensive. And so I thought this, I had to be a responsible human being as an employer. Technically, I wasn't the employer, but it felt that way. I just had a doctor come in every week. So the kids could be examined, they could get prescriptions if they needed it, we could head off medical problems before they occurred. Because if you don't have health insurance, a doctor's visit, $150, is without knowing that there's any need for it, was just beyond their ability to pay for it. So these are not separate issues is part of the concern, is that they really are intertwined. As you can hear when we talk about the arguments, it's about voting and being in the service and leaving home and going away to college and all sorts of stuff. All right, what else we got?
Mark, another one without an explanation, but says 25. So.
Well, if you think about it, it's almost evenly divided between people who the three components of lower it, keep it where it is, or raise it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You guys are really good at seeing all parts of the problem. 855-993-7569. You got something you need to talk to me about? Don't call me in the last 2 minutes of the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.